Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth. I'm so glad to be back with another episode of this season, all about overcoming. Now, today's episode is about overcoming fear and anxiousness. Now, I'm aware that we don't really get rid of fear because it's a part of our survival, as you're going to be listening to today. But the most important thing is that we need to make sure that fear has its proper place. What it was meant to do. What is fear in our fear response? So this episode is for you if you want to understand why you keep responding the way that you're responding, and tips at the end on how to handle anxiousness when it comes. I'm going to be sharing a lot, even from my book, where I dive deep into emotions and feelings and thought patterns and walking you through it step by step. When I began to understand why I was responding the way that I was, it really began to change how I was showing up, because the Bible began to impact my heart, which means it began to change my actions. Before I begin, I want you to know that I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am not here to give you medical advice. I really want to talk about overcoming fear because it's something that I want to break down. This message has been on my heart. But what I do want to share is my passion for helping take basic clinical principles and make sure they are grounded in biblical truth so that you can apply healing practically to your life. I want you to walk away with knowledge of why you may be reacting and triggered the way that you are. And this is the reason why we're going to be talking about this topic today, is because I want to know, why are the words coming out of our mouths and fingertips the way that they are? Is it because it's just the way that we feel? And I believe sometimes, yes, sure, we carry beliefs, because we all do. However, when those beliefs get challenged, our fear response or stress response kicks in and takes over. When we operate from fear or stress, we tend to lose this ability to reason and think more clearly. And then when we don't address it, over time, it can continue to compound. And I think that we can see this in the world right now, in the state of the world right now, is things are challenging what we believe, and fear is coming out. It's our response. Maybe we don't realize that we're doing that. Maybe there's things that we are covering up, or second or third emotions that we're experiencing, but sometimes our fear response, our stress response, is what's actually taking over and causing us to respond the way that we're responding, to speak over people the way that we are, because it's coming from a place of fear or stress. The prefrontal cortex begins to shut down when we're in our fear response or stress response, allowing the amygdala to take over and causing us to shut down all rational thinking. When people are afraid or stressed, we often don't give our best, right? When we are stressed or we're living in a fear response of survival and trying to do the things that we can to avoid pain, we begin to show people our worst and not our best. To which I say, we cannot continue to ignore our pain anymore. Jesus is ready to take your hand and walk you through this journey. And I know that this journey may feel hard at first, it may feel heavy, and it may feel impossible to get through. But whose burden and yoke is light? Jesus. As I share throughout this podcast, I'm going to be talking a lot about my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, which has many excerpts in this, but we cannot control other people. And I want you to know that this is important, but we can manage our inner world with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, meaning we can't control somebody else's fear response. We can help their fear response, meaning we can comfort them. We can remind them of truth. We can walk alongside them, but we cannot manage their inner world for themselves. And really, that's what my entire book is about, is healing, walking with the Lord, understanding why you are responding the way that you're responding, and healing, not living from your past pain anymore, and being able to walk with God through it. Remember, fear is a natural response to protection. Therefore, overcoming fear is making sure we do not live from fear. Like I said earlier, is that it's important we were designed to have a fear response. So let's go a little bit deeper into the emotional response of being afraid. Our pain and feelings can be felt. Therefore, we do not have to ignore our feelings, which I know the world is constantly trying to convince us that our feelings have the final say or that whatever we feel is true and absolute. But I have to challenge that thought because if feelings are not rooted in the truth, they are not feelings from God. It's easy to become controlled by our reactions without regard to the kindness and goodness Jesus portrayed for us. So no one is here. I'm not here to say your pain is not justified. We will experience pain and heartbreak living in this world. However, if you are a born-again believer, you no longer belong to the world. You belong to the kingdom where your future is different, where you belong to a different bloodline. So let's get into the fear response, right? The fear response itself is not bad, but God created our bodies to fear and know danger. However, it begins to change us when we live in the fear response or our stress response. Overcoming fear will help you overcome anxiety. And I had Nicole Zukowski on the podcast, and make sure that we include the link below for you about overcoming worry. But I love how she says anxiety is a secondary emotion. Now, I'm about to read you an excerpt from chapter 6 of my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. And this chapter is titled Understanding Feelings and Emotions. To understand the impact, we have to go back to our past. We are spirits with a tender soul at home within a body where all parts communicate together. Our past is no mystery to God, but our past can guide us through our present responses. The more we look at our past to learn about our present, the better we can equip ourselves. Our present response has a lot to do with how our past experiences have trained our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems, parts of our physical bodies. The sympathetic nervous system controls our fight or flight response. Our sympathetic nervous system acts like a green light that says all systems are ready to go and respond. The sympathetic nervous system triggers our fight or flight response, which tells our body how to respond to the current situation in front of us that we are dealing with. Should we run? Do we stay and fight? Is now the time to shut down and draw away? Understanding our fight or flight response allows us to begin to have compassion for ourselves and those around us. Now, that is still an excerpt from chapter 6, titled Understanding Feelings and Emotions from my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. Now I'm going to continue to read about what our fight or flight response is. And this is still an excerpt from my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. But now we're going to talk about fight or flight. Fight or flight is our body's response to survival. Our sympathetic nervous system is what drives the fight or flight response or the stress response. Its response is to stimulate cortisol and adrenaline to mobilize us to fight or to flee from danger. The amygdala interprets the images and sounds and then sends a signal to the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus then communicates to the rest of the body through the nervous system how it needs to respond. We can view the hypothalamus like a command center. When we are in a constant state of stress and talking about how stressed we are, our bodies never leave a state of fight or flight. Our body protects us at all costs and is preparing for battle. Suppose our brains continue to view situations as dangerous. In that case, our brains will continue to send signals to our bodies, traveling to the pituitary glands, which release hormones that trigger the adrenals to produce cortisol. Sometimes the smallest things can trigger emotions that fill us with regret. White knuckling is an example of how we might try to push and rush through the day, experiences, and our everyday life. If we were in a game of tug of war, we would have our hands wrapped around the rope so tightly because we do not want to lose. In our attempt to win, we grip so hard our knuckles become white and the rope beneath our palms burns our hands. We may white knuckle our life consciously or unconsciously, but we ignore the warning signs from our brains and our bodies that God designed specifically to help us cope. A few examples of this are ignoring hunger pains, apologizing for our feelings, and minimizing our feelings as not being so bad. Or maybe a Netflix binge or picking up our phone more than 100 times a day to distract ourselves. I want to take a little break to say this, is that overcoming fear and anxiety is about healing from living in a constant state of survival. Now, I'm going to keep going. We're still talking more about the fight or flight, but this is a continuation of an excerpt from my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, titled Understanding Emotions and Feelings. Understanding fight or flight at its most basic level is essential to understand why we show up the way we do in certain situations. Learning how our body responds gives us the ability to pull away and into healing. God didn't create us to live this life by just getting by. He came for us so we may have an abundant life. Even with the stress of this world, we get to live from a place of peace and a sound mind. Living in past experiences and emotions, if they are happening now, can directly impact our health. These experiences and our beliefs about them can impact how we view and live in our present and our future reality. There may be times when we do not realize when this is happening. Still, we may begin to notice an increase in heart rate and blood pressure, or we may begin to feel anxious. When we live in fight or flight mode, we cannot connect to the areas of our body that give us the ability to problem solve and to reason. I spent most of my life relying on the same coping way that I always had, defense, which is why our fight or flight response is important. Our bodies tell the stories of our souls. I have loved reading and writing about the fight or flight system in such a basic understanding way so that we can begin to apply what we're learning practically, which is why I want to go ahead and get right into what are emotions. And I maybe you're thinking, like, why are emotions important and fear? But as you can see from what I was writing in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, is that our beliefs impact how we show up. And they are deep within us. And when we become threatened or when somebody has a different opinion, we want to put our defenses up, right? So it's important that when we're overcoming fear and anxiety, we also understand what our emotions are. They are important because there are reasons, right? Why we respond the way that we do. Everyone doesn't respond to the same situation in the same way. So we have to ask ourselves, why is that? This is another excerpt from Understanding Feelings and Emotions from my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. This is just a basic rundown of what are emotions and why are they important. Emotions are chemicals released in response to our interpretation of a specific trigger. When we think a thought from an internal or external trigger, the thought creates an emotion. The emotion is chemical and energy communicating through the rest of the body, creating a feedback loop between the brain and the body. Emotions are important because they continuously regulate every living cell to adapt to emerging threats and opportunities. They provide raw data about the world around us that is essential to our functioning. Our emotions become influenced by our memories, beliefs, and personal experiences. Emotions are neurological answers to an internal or external stimulus. For instance, say I spend a lot of time creating a post for social media. I'm excited about this post, but when I post it, no one likes or comments. Therefore, I believe no one likes me. I experience the emotion of sadness, which leads me to feeling lonely, isolated, and misunderstood. Therefore, I turn inward and never want to share anything again. The trigger was no one liking or commenting. This could lead me into a downward spiral because I carried a belief about the likes and comments that led me to experience the emotion of sadness. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had that happen to me before about commenting and, you know, posting and running a business online. I've had my fair share of beliefs about what that meant. But maybe comments, likes, that kind of thing doesn't bother you. But maybe it's about the text that didn't get answered or the email that you did not get a reply to. But it's important that we all carry these beliefs about why that person didn't respond or why that person didn't text you back. There are things and stories that we have picked up through our pain that is constantly communicating with us. Now, let's continue to talk about what is a feeling. I used to interchange these very often, but I began to understand the emotion comes first and then the feeling. So I'm going to continue to share an excerpt from chapter 6. Now, this is about feelings, and this is from my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. So if emotions are chemicals released in response to an interpretation of a specific trigger, feelings then are the conscious experience of the emotional reaction. They are the physical and mental sensations that arise as we internalize emotions. Feelings are cognitively saturated emotion chemicals. Feelings are necessary because feelings are how we begin to make meaning of emotion. They cause us to pay attention and react to the perceived threats or opportunities. We're acting on emotional data. When we say that our bodies hold stories, this refers to the narratives our minds believe about every pain, trauma, or moment in our lives. Every event we experience carries a story of joy or dread. The past stories our bodies hold become the reference guide for current events. Every moment our bodies respond in the ways we have trained them to through our beliefs, pain, and joyful moments. Good news. If we have trained our brains and bodies to respond one way, it means we have the strength and power to train our bodies in a new way. Feelings become sparked by emotions, shaped by our personal beliefs and memories. So that means taking a little break from the reading is that overcoming fear and anxiety will require us to be intentional, kind, and patient with ourselves as we learn to carry the beliefs. All right, I'm going to continue to read from my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. Thoughts are the language of the brain, and feelings are the language of the body. You can become subconsciously triggered by something someone said or an event. Therefore, you react and respond according to who you have experienced in the past or the story you have told around it. We can't escape what's in our souls and hearts. Proverbs 27:19 paints a beautiful picture of this for us. As in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. There is no separating the two. They go together because our body works as one. We can't escape or run away from what we feel because the root of our emotions is what tells us what to feel. I love that we get to experience the emotion in our body first before we are ever conscious of the feeling. So an emotion, you're going to feel your stomach get upset. You're going to feel maybe fidgety. You're going to pick your fingernails. You might start to, you know, hold your body in a different posture, you know, your shrugged shoulders. You might start to have a heart race, sweaty palms. Like, these are all responses, emotional chemical responses happening in your body. And according to the fear response or stress response, think about a time when somebody says something that you disagree with. Instantly, your heart will probably start to race because it's challenging something that you believe. So now you're probably wondering, well, how do I begin to become aware of this? Or what do I do about this? I'm going to share just a thought pattern that happens. And it's just a simple understanding of what a thought pattern is and how we have to interpret our patterns to begin overcoming fear and anxiety. This breakdown deals with information your body is receiving from your senses, then your body will decide what to do next. So I talk a lot about the thought patterns and how to break them even more in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, but I'm going to share a little bit about them right now. Our bodies will typically respond in this order at a pretty fast pace. So one, you are triggered. So it's a stimulus. Goes into number two, your belief about the trigger. Number three, you carry the emotion based on the belief from the trigger. And then you're now consciously aware of the emotion from the trigger because now you're feeling it consciously. And then number five, you react. So it's trigger, belief, emotion, feeling, reaction. Therefore, emotions are set into motion by an external or internal trigger. Our emotions promote bodily reactions. So that's what I was talking about, of that increased heart rate, facial expressions, or sweating. To sum up, our emotions tell our bodies what to feel. Now let's go ahead and get into just 5 steps that you can take when your thoughts begin to maybe feel out of control, or you are just really in a moment of uncomfortable, you're feeling anxious, and you need to take a breath. 1 John 3:20 serves as a reminder that God is greater than our feelings and knows every detail about our hearts. It says, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things." So we can't run from him, and he never hides from us. Knowing he is greater brings us comfort, because he is our source of truth, not what we feel. When we know God never leaves us, even in our turmoil, we realize that time will not fix what we are going through, but we must pursue healing. Something I often like to say is that time can soften the intensity and frequency, but time doesn't make what we feel go away. Feelings don't just go away. They transform into something bigger or better. And this is why overcoming fear and anxiety is important, where it goes in its proper place, where when it starts to happen, when we start to experience it in our bodies and feel it, we begin to manage it, begin to put it in its place with the word of God and knowing the character and nature of God. So the goal is to create space between us and the emotion to focus our souls on God's truth. Okay, let's go ahead now and get into the 5 steps. This is really going to help us become aware of our emotions as they come. Now, to get all 5 steps in more explanation and examples of my own personal life and story and deeper, understanding, you might want to pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, because again, I'm going to just touch the surface of them here, and I go much deeper in them in the book. But number one is to acknowledge the emotion. We want to stop for a moment, because when we begin to feel our heart start to race, our palms start to sweat, or like we want to cry or run, we need to take a moment to acknowledge that our bodies are communicating something with us. Number two, identify the emotion. Is fear, anger, or envy present? What is it that is going on inside of your body that you are now aware of it? Once we acknowledge something isn't right, we can give ourselves permission to explore then what we are consciously feeling. Number three, accept the emotion. Acceptance allows us to feel without being run by what we are experiencing. I have learned we are run by our emotions when we run away from them. Number four, recognize what the emotion is telling you. As we have learned, there are stories surrounding what we believe. They could be true or they could be lies, but let's know that truth brings healing and restoration, and lies produce death and cause us to wage wars in our souls. Number five, have a conversation with God. Our last touching point in awareness is our conversation with God, meaning how do we continue to move forward toward healing versus continuing the cycle of this feeling? It may feel hard. It's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel awkward, but the healing hand of God can be felt in those moments. So 5 awareness steps, acknowledge the emotion, identify the emotion, accept the emotion, recognize what the emotion is telling you, and number 5, have a conversation with God. As we wrap up this episode, you know, again, our goal is to not get rid of fear, but to make sure fear sits in its proper place. The fear response is there to protect us, but it's not a place to live from. Again, I go much deeper detail into all of how this happens with our healing. This matters. This is important to us. And I know that you are probably, I don't want to use that cliche saying, but sick and tired of being sick and tired of your feelings and dealing with anxiousness or dealing with fear. But I think so many times we try to get rid of things as if they're never going to happen again. But I want to encourage you that it's not about getting rid of fear, because it's a natural response. It's not about the fact that you're never going to feel this anxiousness again. It's about understanding who you are in Christ, your identity in Christ, and knowing that you now have proper steps and tools to manage it and put it where it belongs so that it doesn't run you. That's what's important to me. Thank you so much for sharing this episode, tagging me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, but most importantly, pick up a copy of my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. If any of this today intrigued you, you want to go deeper, my book is a perfect place to start, where I take clinical and biblical to make it practical so that you can live in healing every day and not just wishing to go away for a weekend retreat or something like that. This is about how can I pursue healing in my busy moments or sitting at a red light or sitting in a doctor's office. That's what's important to me. So again, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. Come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, and I want to hear from you. Did this episode encourage you? Was it confusing? Was it inspiring? Is it something that you want to learn more? With that being said, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.